Good morning, everybody. You are here on 12radio.com listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa. It is now 10:07 a.m. I apologize for my tardiness. And it is Monday, December 9th. And I have to apologize because I know that last week I was telling you all that it was December 3rd when it was actually December 2nd. So I apologize for that. I don't know. I sometimes just don't know what day it is anymore. And that's become quite obvious. But I do know what day it is today. At least I think I do. But what was really funny about last week was that I said it a few times. I didn't just say it once. I was firmly convinced that last week, last Monday, was the 3rd and not the 2nd. But and the even funnier part was that no one corrected me. So I guess we're all on the same page, so it doesn't matter. As long as we all think it's the day it is, then everybody's cool. Nobody's gonna have a problem if we all think it's the same day, even if it's not. So see, I guess that's the collective consciousness, right? Anyway, I do know today is the 9th, so I'm pretty 99% sure that it is anyway, because I'm staring at it on my phone. So, so here we are once again. I am happy that you are all here with me. I am always happy to be here with you. And I'm going to suggest very gently that you go over to the Facebook page where we can interact if you so choose. So how you do that is you go to your device, get on the internet, and hit 12radio.com, and that will take you to a page where you'll have some options on the left side, and one of them is chat. So hit chat, and that will take you into the 12radio private Facebook group. And if you've never been there before, you can join the group. Somebody will let you in. It will probably be Jay, my producer. And scroll down and you'll see me and my shining face on my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I hope that you can all hear me okay. Boy, after listening to Kat and her new microphone, I'm inspired to get one just like whatever she has. And I have already sent her a text to that effect, because it was like listening to pure stillness every time she paused for a moment. Everything was so quiet. And I love that. And her voice came through very clearly. So I was mesmerized by what she was saying, and I didn't realize what time it was. I'm not kidding. Excuse me, one second. And I was so mesmerized listening to Psychic Cat that I looked at my phone and realized that I had like 3 minutes before I had to go on air, and I was not ready. So I hustled and got here as quick as I could. So I hope I wasn't keeping you too long, and I'm glad you're still here. And of course, there is the requisite man making all the noise outside with the weed whacker. So I may have to take you into my bathroom again. Anyhow, the show will definitely not be as quiet as Cat's. Because that's just the way it is for now. And there it is. Okay. Hopefully I'm the only one that's being annoyed by it and you're not. And I hope that you can hear me clearly, because sometimes it affects my sound quality. Man, I can't believe they're so on time every freaking week lately. I'm staring at the window at the guy, and he's just, you know, this little man, not doing anything but minding his own business and doing his job. He has no idea of the effect he's having in my life right now. Okay. Anyway, there he goes. And he makes his way down and the noise is gone. And that is what happens when you do not resist. So when we accept and do not resist the situation, things tend to clear on themselves, all by themselves, on their own. Pardon my jumbled words. That's what happens when you have many thoughts and you're trying to spit them all out of your mouth all at once. Okay. So here we are in the Facebook chat. And there are so many things you can do here. You can not only talk to me, which is kind of fun, you can ask me questions. You can ask for a reading if you so choose. You can say whatever the hell you want to say, whatever's on your mind, as long as it's, not disrespectful, because that wouldn't be cool. But I know a bunch of all of you are a very respectful bunch and very loving people, and I totally appreciate that. So if you have any questions, that is my favorite thing to negotiate and navigate. I love to respond to questions. I am pretty much here for that purpose. I would love to be able to help you with any life situation you happen to be dealing with. And the reason I love doing that is, well, for many reasons. I have been trained to do that. I'm also a human design projector, and we kind of do that naturally. It's what we thrive on. We love to help people, give advice, and we tend to often just have the information to share with you that might be really suitable for your situation at any given moment. And I also happen to, this I did this little thing for 4 years at the University of Santa Monica, where I studied spiritual psychology, and I got certified as a practitioner. So there's that. And a bunch of other trainings, which I won't get into right now. But all in all, I like to feel and I like to think that I'm pretty qualified for the position that spirit has put me in. And that is to try to help all of you if you need it. Excuse me again. Have to ask Kat how she gets through her show without clearing her throat once. It's amazing. I was just noticing that she almost never clears her throat or coughs, and that's just wild to me. She probably has some like regimen before her show that enables her to speak very clearly, and I should probably find out what that is. But for me, I feel like it's a lot of ascension energies that have just really focused on my throat chakra for some reason. And I happen to know for a fact that my voice has come online in the past few years since the ascension process started. So I have a feeling that that is a big part of it. And me finding my voice and still having to clear out the gunk, so to speak, the proverbial gunk, is all part of me and the throat issues that I, up till now, have had. Anyhow, let's see who's in the Facebook chat and if there is some way that I can help you. Hey, Pamela. She says, good morning to the lovely Lori. Well, good morning to the lovely Pamela. Takes one to know one, Glad you're here. And Maite is here. Hello, all, she says. Hello, Maureen. She says, hi, Lori Love, Jay Varvel, and One Two Friends. Hello to you too, Maureen. Glad to have you here. So glad you're all here with me. And thank you, Jay, for announcing my momentary lapse of being here and letting everyone know that I am actually okay and have not left the planet yet, and am here for my show. I'm definitely here for it. And Maureen says, this Libra with Gemini rising and Capricorn moon. Ooh. Would love a reading if time permits regarding finances for the remaining of the year. Remainder of the year. Many thanks. My mouth is doing its own thing this morning. Yeah, I will definitely do a card pull for you, Maureen, if that works for you. I love that you have a Capricorn moon because I'm a Capricorn sun. And we Capricorns definitely have a thread of commonality for sure. Excuse me. If you hear nothing for a moment, like dead air, that's probably me just clearing my throat and not wanting you to listen to it. So I put you on mute for a moment. Okay. Hey, Quelly. She is here with us, and she says, "Grand rising, Lori." And it grand rising to you, Quelly. I woke up very late today. I was in my bed. Well, I got up early because I had to go to the bathroom about an hour earlier than I really wanted to get up, probably about an hour and a half earlier. And I was tired. So I went back to bed and I drifted off into this deep, deep sleep. And my alarm woke me up at 8:30 and I could not get myself out of bed. It was one of those days, and that hasn't happened in a very long time. But it was one of those days, and I stayed in bed. I could have stayed in bed probably for another 2 hours. And, you know, just one of those things that happens every now and then. I could feel my body going into a very elevated state. And it just, when that happens, if I happen to be lying down, it kind of feels like I'm lifting off the bed sometimes. So it just feels really nice. And I feel very euphoric and sleepy and comfortable. And who wants to get out of bed when they're feeling like that, right? So I laid there for a few minutes, and then I actually did get out of bed and I listened to the rest of Mark's show and, of course, Kat's show after that. And I got myself ready to come on the air and be with all of you. So here I am. But yeah, it was tough getting out of bed this morning, because when I can feel when that energy hits my body. And I was talking to someone about it in my class the other day, and she had no idea what I was talking about, which is totally normal for most people. Most people I have talked to are not experiencing the ascension energies the way that I am, and the way a couple, maybe one or two other people that I've spoken to have experienced them. And that's okay. That is totally fine. That is my deal. I am good with that. And it feels good to me. It doesn't have to be the same for everybody. Everybody feels the ascension energies differently. I just happen to feel like high a lot of the time. And we all, you know, well, some of us know that that's a really good feeling, you know, and not even having to take any drugs to feel that way is even better. Pardon me one sec. So it's always fun when I feel that way. I probably would rather feel it on a day when I can sleep in rather than when I need to get up for some reason. But it is what it is, and I'm grateful. So let's see who else is in the chat. Hey, Tara. Tara, I'm sorry, Tara. I have told you this before. I have a couple of other Taras in my life, and the other women's pronounce it Tara. So I get accustomed to saying it that way, but I know you pronounce it Tara. Okay. I'm glad you're here. Thank you for the Christmas wreath. It's so interesting to me how the holiday season feels a bit like it feels different dimensional to me this year. It really does. And I know that's probably because it is, and we're shifting timelines all the time. Very strange happenings when we shift timelines. I was sitting in my dance class, waiting, you know, for the dancing to start in the morning a couple days ago. And, you know, there are some couches, and some people sit on the floor, some people sit on the couch, there are a couple chairs. So everybody's sitting in a different place. And I had one of my friends sitting to my right and the other one sitting to my left. And in the next minute, I was checking something on my phone. I think I was looking for music or something. And then in the next moment, I looked up and they had switched places. I am not kidding you. I am so serious. The woman who had been to my right was now on my left. The woman who had been to my left was now on my right. And they had switched places, literally, physically switched places. And I looked at them and I said, "Wait." I said, "Weren't you just over there? And wasn't she just over there?" And they were a little iffy about it. And I'm like, "Okay, is it me? Is it my timeline that just shifted?" Because I don't know what's happening here otherwise. But that was pretty weird, I have to say. Even for somebody as woo-woo as me, who totally believes and understands the timeline shifting. That was pretty bizarre. It was really, really weird. So back to Facebook. Hey, Edward. He says, blessed morning, love. I have been losing track of time myself. Is that something I should worry about concerning myself as a whole? I always feel a weird sense of mild disappointment and shock when I realize I have gotten lost in time again. No, Edward, I can safely say that you are among the many of us who are experiencing this right now. So you are in very good company because there is, like I said, such a thing as a timeline shifting happening. And losing track of time, I've been doing that more and more lately. There's nothing wrong with you. It's just the energy. It truly is. So do not worry about it. Just do the best that you can and everything is fine. Just all is well. It really is. All is very well. You just have to realize that weird things are going to happen now. It's going to be par for the course. It's going to feel very normal very soon. If it doesn't already. Jay, I love you so much, Jay. You're like the best cheerleader in the world. Jay writes, he wrote, welcome, welcome everyone. Come on in. It's Lori the Love Sherpa. I just love your enthusiasm, Jay. Thank you. Maite says, I can hear you clearly, Lori. Okay, great. I'm so glad. Yeah, it just, when I listen to the replay sometimes, it sounds a little muffled to me. I don't know why. I guess everybody else is okay, so that's good. Then I won't worry about it. Tara says, Kat has many drinks with her at all times. Okay, so should I take that to mean that Kat is basically drunk every time she comes on the air? Or she's just drinking a lot of fluid and that eases things for her throat. I think you probably mean the second one, because I don't think Kat is drunk. I really don't think so. We wouldn't say that about her. That's terrible. But you know what? Sometimes being drunk ain't so bad. It's really not. As long as it's a once in a while thing. I don't know if I'd do it every week on the air. And I'm not saying that she does. I'm sure she doesn't. But that was pretty funny, just the way you wrote that. Like, I really could see how that could be taken two different ways, Tara. Thanks for the laugh. So anyway, I am going to refresh the chat and myself by taking a drink of water. Holy cow, the show has gone off the rails already. All right. What in the world? Okay. Wow. I see a question. It's not in my chat, but it's a good question. And I see it from Cynthia. I don't even know if she's listening right now, but she put this question on the page, on the main page, or the main, this Facebook page that we're all in. And it says, what on earth will I do without this man I have loved for 10 years? That is a really challenging situation. I don't know the whole situation, so I can't really address it. But I think Kat probably addressed this. I just happened to see it on the page and it stood out. So having to do without people we love, whether they are estranged, whether they have passed, whether they're away pretty much for good in any capacity is one of the hardest things that we ever have to go through. So, Cynthia, I really hope that I hope that you're okay, and I'm sending you a lot of love because I know how hard that is. I want to say I've been through the separation of being apart from someone I love, but as I said, I don't know your situation, so I can't really go into it. But you have all of my sympathy and all of my love going out towards you, and I'm sure you have everyone else's too. And we'll see if you're in my chat. Maybe you are. If you are, I can address that because I would love to. Sorry, guys. Okay, I'm going to refresh the chat. And then I think we're going to go pick a card for Maureen. She wants to know about finances. Okay. Yeah, thanks for clarifying. Lots of fluids, Tara. I think it's a Gemini thing. Maybe. Maybe. Yeah, because Geminis like to talk. They do. And they're usually pretty good at it. They usually have lots of thoughts. Many Geminis can be overthinkers. Gemini is a very it's a very interesting sign to me because I haven't always like I've always honestly always found Geminis fascinating for the most part. Excuse me. I'm burping. But there always seems to be some sort of up till now, I would say, with about maybe 90% of the Geminis I've met, I start out like really loving them and finding them fascinating, and then something happens where they will shift over to from like their, I don't know, their, I don't know, the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde thing. And I hate to say that because I know so many people are Geminis, but it's almost like something they then show a side of themselves to me that isn't too cool in some ways. And that's been my experience. I'm not saying that you guys aren't cool. You are. I love, and Kat is a Gemini, obviously, right? And I love her. And I love many, many people who are Geminis, but there have been a couple of Geminis, I would say, in my past, not present. But it's probably the energy has probably shifted, and I'm glad about that because I do know some now who are cool people. at least in my experience. But I had a few in my previous lifetimes, I would say, but no, this lifetime, but previous lifetimes in this lifetime. Who just like they turned into different people after a while. It was very bizarre. So yeah, I kind of approached them carefully sometimes because of that. And again, I'm not trying to denigrate anyone. All the signs have their ups and their downs in some way, shape, or form. And I, as a Capricorn, can attest to that because, Capricorn has a huge father energy. And even though I love to give advice and help people, I can sometimes deliver it in a not so gentle way. And that isn't always, it's not always appropriate, and it's not always the best way to deliver information to someone because they may not hear it if it isn't delivered properly. And so sometimes I have to try to temper my, smack you down father energy of a Capricorn to the more watery Scorpio-ish rising sign energy that I have. And of course, my Virgo moon probably doesn't help. So, because my Virgo can be somewhat authoritative as well. But I do my best. I really do. I have a very big heart. I don't want anyone to be hurt. That, and when I realize that I might have hurt someone, I feel terrible. I don't want that to happen. So I do my best to be gentle when I deliver information, as gentle as a Capricorn possibly can be anyway. So there's that. So yeah, just a little bit about like a few of the signs and why they are that way, why I'm that way, why other people are that way. It's a very interesting thing, astrology, and it's part of human design, so it all kind of goes together. But yeah, Gemini definitely has, a thing with the throat. It does. They do. Their voice and their talking is a main point of who they are. So their communication, because they're ruled by Mercury, right? So communication is a really big deal for them. I'm actually not sure where I have Gemini in my chart. We all have it somewhere. It's not not one of the main aspects. I actually don't have it that I know of anywhere in any of my main aspects, but I know it's in one of my houses somewhere. I have to look that up. I still am no expert in astrology, although I do know quite a bit about it. But I know more about the signs themselves and what they're like, mainly because of my own experience with them. So that's some of where I get my information. Plus, one of the schools I attended was the Academy of Astrology back in Clifton, New Jersey, many moons ago, before I came out to the West Coast where I am now. And that taught me a lot about my words are escaping me today. When you're in a high vibing state, sometimes the brain just like decides to take a powder. So I'm doing the best I can. I am always doing the best I can in any given moment. So we soldier on. And of course that noise in the background is really just kind of like annoying the hell out of me. And it's making my thoughts a little bit scattered. It's hard to think when there's a constant hum and noise in the background. And there's just machinery everywhere. So, but yeah, the school I went to taught me about delineating charts, which I can actually remember none of anymore. It's a lot of math, and my math recall is not that great. But I do remember a lot about the individual signs and the characteristics and qualities of those signs, which I find nowadays to be a lot more useful because, I mean, anybody can go online and pull up their chart. It's all automated. Nobody really needs to hand delineate it anymore. And it is a lot of very intricate math. So it's easy to make a mistake. You're better off, honestly. I mean, unless you're John Joseph, I'm sure he can do it without a second thought because he's just an astrology whiz and he's way better than I could ever hope to be. But I'm sure he's got it all down perfectly. But for me, not so much. I will stick to what I know, what I'm strong at, and I will use my lived experience as a 3/5 splenic projector. I will use my lived experience to teach you to go through the trial and error process, to try things out, see how they work, make the mistakes, and then when I come up with something, I tell you about it so you don't have to go through the same thing. That's the three line. That's what a three line does. The three line is all about trial and error and seeing what works and seeing what doesn't, and then letting everyone know about it. So if anybody knows how to truly alleviate the throat thing, I would love to know because I have tried a bunch of stuff. And now I think it's just a matter of acceptance. So let's do that reading, that card pull for Maureen and see what's up with her finances and anything else that spirit wants to share with us. Okay, let's see. So I want to say that when I do this card reading for Maureen, if it resonates with anyone else, then it's probably for you too. Because that happens a lot. And I can always tell when a card is for me. It just, something just hits me and I just feel it and I just know. So let me shuffle. And also, what comes up maybe directly about finances, or it may be a more roundabout way of telling you about your finances. Or it might be about something completely different. So you can ask, but maybe the cards have a different message. So we'll see what happens. Okay. Maureen, you got the Angel of Joyfulness. Something wondrous and magical is about to happen. Well, I think that's pretty darn good, especially since you asked about finances. Angel of Joyfulness. Okay. This is a time to be joyful. Celebrate and appreciate all that you have achieved to date. So I just want to interject there. The gratitude piece is really big here. Look back on your life and give thanks for all your experiences, right? Gratitude. Even the setbacks that you have experienced in recent times have served you in some way. Something wonderful and magical is about to emerge as a result of a recent contact or experience that seemed rather meaningless at the time. The angel of joyfulness is here to tell you that you deserve to be and have all that your heart truly desires, and that your life is on the verge of a wondrous transformation, Maureen. You deserve joy and happiness, for you are a blessed child of the universe. Joyfulness is a state of appreciation and love for the self and for all of life. Yet so often we are conditioned not to accept joy in our lives. Close your eyes right now and tell yourself that you deserve to be joyful and that you accept joy into your life from this moment on, regardless of the circumstances you find yourself in. There you go, Maureen. I feel like that was a really good card for you. I want to hear if you think so. And let me know if you want to give me any feedback for that, what your thoughts are. Or not, that's okay too. But yeah, I'd love to hear what you think, because I feel that for you. I feel that to be grateful for everything good in your life, as well as some of the things that maybe at the time you perceived as not so good, there's always still something in there, like a gift to be grateful for. There's something always, because when we go through these situations in our lives that appear to be, you know, not so great right up front, a lot of times, if you simply allow them to, you know, be the way they are and not resist and push against and not judge, very often you will find that you can see the gift in the situation, and the negativity of the situation, whatever it is, tends to clear itself more quickly, sometimes very fast. And sometimes it takes a little longer, but that's okay. It definitely gets energy moving when you're not in a state of resistance or judgment. Because the more you resist and the more you judge, that just means you're going to get more of whatever you're resisting and judging, and other things that fall under the resisting and judging heading. You know, if you want more positive experiences, things like gratitude are super important, and they can get you there faster than anything, because dwelling in the negative is just going to get you more of that. It's really that simple. The more you dwell in the positive, the more positive is going to show up in your experience. And the more you dwell in the negative, even though it's hard sometimes to ignore it, I grant you that. But the less you dwell on it, and the more you simply allow it to be there and don't focus on it, if at all possible, you know, focus on it as little as possible. Fine. You look at it and you're like, okay, whatever. And then you focus on something that's more positive, and it does shift. It absolutely does, because it's all energy. And that's how it works. If you allow energy to shift, it does all by itself. Sometimes there's something that you're shown to do. Sometimes there's not. Sometimes it's simply, you know, allowing the energy to shift. And, oh dear. I am so sorry. I just had to get up because I saw a very small little bug that looked like one of those little roly-polies, a tiny little one. I'm always seeing bugs for some reason when I'm doing my radio show. Not always, thank God. God forbid, that's a terrible affirmation. But occasionally I see them because I'm sitting right in front of a windowsill that I really need to clean off. I can see that there's a little cobweb there, so I need to wipe that down. All right, let me go back to the Facebook chat and see how all of you are doing. Okay. Okay. There you all are. Okay. Oh, all righty. Okay. Okay. Pamela. Pamela says to Tara, "I'm Gemini rising. I do the same thing." That's funny. Yeah, it's definitely a commonality, all the fluids. Although I have to say, I sit here with, I've got two bottles of water in front of me right now. So maybe that's the Gemini in me. Okay. Hey, Joni. She says, "Hello, dear Lori. Nice to hear you today. If you're pulling or tuning in today, I'd like to simply ask about any message the universe has to send my way about what's for my highest and greatest good. Big family gathering this holiday. Any insights for me to stay in my highest?" Okay, let me see what I can do about that. And Maite says, "If there's time, Lori, I would love any messages you might have for me." And Pamela says, "I would love a message today if possible. I've been a bit aimless and can't get out of my own way of late." Okay. Renee, you finally made it back to Facebook. Yay. Oh, you're so welcome, Maureen. I hope that was helpful. Yeah, Maureen says, definitely feeling a shift. And so grateful for the ability to travel more with the hubby. And in June, just 6 is June, right? June 21st, I retire from 30 years of oncology. Wow, that's amazing. I have always taken care of everyone else and me at the bottom. Oh, well, now you get to take care of yourself. The shift has been so positive, she says, and just having so much joy and fun. Awesome. She says, I head home to Jersey frequently to enjoy sister time, theater concerts in Atlantic City. Aw, I miss Jersey. You just made me nostalgic and homesick. that's really good, Maureen. I'm so happy for you. Joy and fun. Oh, it's like my middle names. Okay, let's go do these card pulls. I want to pull for you first, Pamela, because I feel like you might need it more than anybody, honestly. So let's pull for Pamela and see what we have. Okay, go back and shuffle. Just tickled that all of you are here and asking for card readings and telling me your life issues, and everybody has them, right? We all at different times need a little bit of help, need a little bit of advice. Oh, we're gonna go with this one right here. Oh my goodness, this is a card that it's very interesting. All these cards are very interesting to me. Okay, so Pamela, she says she's been a bit aimless, can't get out of her own way. So I got the Angel of Addiction healing for you. This is a time of positive transformation and healing. So the healing is really standing out here. For that aimless feeling and not being able to get out of your own way. Okay, let's read what the card says. Angel Addiction healing. Pardon me. Still looking for it. Okay. Angel of Addiction healing. You're protected and loved by God and the many angels that surround you right now. God and the angels are here to help, support, and heal you. They would like you to know that all can be healed through the light of love. And I just want to say that the best thing you can do if you're feeling aimless and like, where are you? Where are you, Pamela? Okay, aimless and can't get out of your own way. The best way to get out of your own way is to surrender. It just is. It's to let go, because that's it. It just is. Because when you don't let go and you hold on, all you do is spin, and then you can't get out of your own way. That's judgment. It's resistance, basically. So the best way to do that is to simply breathe into your heart space, let your heart open, and just let go of whatever is bothering you. Let go of whatever it is that's causing you to spin out and to not be able to get out of your own way. When you let go And surrender, that takes you right out of your own way. So let me go on with what the card says. Okay. God, the angels would like you to know that all can be healed through the light of love. All you need to do is surrender. I kid you not, it says that right here, and I did not read it first. Those were my words that came to me like 2 seconds ago. Well, actually, it wasn't my words. It's spirit. Spirit put that into, you know, into my head so that it could come out my mouth and be delivered to you. Because that's how it works. So, but yeah, of course it says in the book, right? All you need to do is surrender any addiction which you wish to release and which no longer serves you to God and the angels. And Pamela, an addiction can also be, you know, the inability to get out of your own way because you just keep doing it, right? It doesn't necessarily have to be to a substance, although it could be, but there are many, many types of addictions. Okay. Invite God and the angels into your life and have faith in their ability to help you through this healing process as gently and lovingly as possible. Trust. This is a time of positive transformation and wondrous healing. Okay. So there's a prayer, and I know I've pulled this card before, and the prayer is kind of long, not really, but I'll say it and then I'll probably put it in the chat for you so you have it. After the show, I'll take a screenshot. Okay, so the prayer is, Dear God, angels, and ascended masters, help me to overcome my addiction in the most gentle and loving way possible. Give me the strength, resolve, and courage to stick with my decision to quit. May your loving and healing light balance and heal me physically, emotionally, and mentally. Help me to feel the love and light which exists at the center of my being. Help me reconnect with my inner child who lovingly holds the purest essence of all I truly am. Thank you, dear God, angels, and ascended masters. I love those words because as I was speaking them, I could feel the energy and the stillness coming over me, coming through me, and I could feel it washing over all of you as well. So I hope you felt that. And if you didn't, it's okay. It still worked. But that prayer was really for everyone. Yeah, it really was. That was kind of wonderful, actually. Let me go back. So I hope that's helpful, Pamela. Let me see. Okay, we have 5 minutes. Let me see if I can pull these cards for two of you really quickly. Okay, let me pull for Joni, and then I'll see if I have time to pull for Maite. I think that we will do it. I'll see if I can do it. Spirit will help me do it. Spirit will help me do it quickly. And if not, that's because Spirit doesn't want me to do it quickly. Okay, so Joni, I pulled the card, Angel of the Universe, for you. You're being encouraged to expand your thinking. Okay, big family gathering. That makes sense. Expand your thinking. And let's see. Angel of the Universe. Where is it? Okay. By choosing this card, you are being guided by your angels to look at your life and work from a broader, more universal perspective. Ooh. The angels congratulate you for all you have done to date to serve and help humanity and those around you. Yet it is time to move on to the next level. Trust your angels and the universe, for they will guide you. There is no need for anxiety or fear. You are simply being encouraged to think a little bigger. Start to imagine yourself and your work reaching and touching larger numbers of people without losing any of the integrity of what you do. This feels kind of similar to another card I pulled for you recently, Joni. Imagine all this happening with ease and only in ways that will make you feel comfortable. It takes no more effort to think big than to think small. There's no need to do anything radical at this time. Remember, to a large degree, we create our reality by what we think about, dream about, and imagine. Simply think a little bigger and ask the angel of the universe to guide you. Okay. And I hope that was meaningful. I feel like it was. And let's pull my taste card so that I can send you all off to your week on a very hopeful and positive note. And we're going to go with this card right here. It's the Angel of Space Clearing. Well, that's very practical too. So, Maite, the Angel of Space Clearing says, time to clear old negative thoughts and feelings. The Angel of Space Clearing has shown up in your reading today to help you clear the negative thought patterns and feelings, which have surfaced recently as a result of your dwelling on past mistakes and regrets. These unconstructive thoughts and feelings are the primary source of stress in your life at present. Not only are they causing you to feel confused, they're also preventing positive new energies from entering your life. Again, resistance, right? Close your eyes and feel the loving presence of the beautiful angel who is here to help you clear and heal all these unwanted thoughts and emotions. Imagine yourself being showered with light. Imagine a beam of rainbow-colored light penetrating your heart while another beam of rainbow light penetrates your mind. Feel your thoughts and perceptions begin to relax and your emotions becoming clear, calm, and balanced. Now give thanks to God and your angel for this wonderful healing. So there you go, Maite. I hope that is helpful. And it is time, just about time, for me to get out of here and make way for Jamie Dawn, who is coming up next with her lovely show and her wisdom. And then Serena, who comes on after her. I'm going to wish you all a very, very lovely week. I hope that you will all remember to be grateful for all the blessings that you've had and that are coming. Be grateful for the blessings that haven't even arrived yet, you know, because when you're grateful in advance for something, especially if it's something that you really want, it comes faster. It really does. It gets there quicker. It arrives in your experience much more expediently if you can be grateful for it before it gets there, because it's all about the feeling of having it before you actually have it in physical form. You have to have it. You have to feel like you have it energetically, and that's how you get it in the physical realm. So, everybody, I love you so much. I'm so grateful for all of you being here with me and your great questions and your great input. And you've been here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world with me, Lori the Love Sherpa. And I will see you all next week, I hope. All right, have a great week. Bye, everybody.